I think one of the ones that always gets me is, I don't even know if this is true, but I'm pretty sure the voice of Luffy is also the voice of Krillin in Japanese.
Goku! Goku!
that English voice actor is listening to our podcast and he's like, fuck you guys. that's how they wanted me to sound.
That's whenever Frieza killed him.
Thank you for joining us as we rewatch one episode of The Rising of the Shield Hero each week until Season 2 premieres this October. This is Episode 3, Wave of Catastrophe. Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, are my co-hosts and kin, my baby brother, Brennan, and our eldest brother, Colton. We are talking Shield Hero this episode.
What's the Japanese name for Shield Hero? Is there one?
I don't think there is.
I like to call things by, you know, Shokugeki no Soma.
Let me look. I'm curious.
Shingeki no Kyojin.
The Rising of the Shield Hero.
Sometimes it doesn't have a good.
Okay, Tate no Yusha no Narigari.
Okay, yeah, so not one that I can remember.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I know
basically.
It's got two no's. Usually there's just one no.
I think like your name is called Kimi
Tate no
Nawa.
Yusha no Narigari. That's hard.
That's
yeah.
Probably why most people just call it Shield Hero.
Yeah. Or Rising.
Yeah.
The Rising. All right, Brennan, what did you think of
First
this
First thing
episode?
I wanted to say, I watched it, and then I was going to watch it again last night. I fell asleep, so I didn't make it through. But I started it. I was like, let me watch this bitch in Japanese this time.
Better, huh?
And as soon as he started talking, I was like, is this every main character from every anime I've ever watched in
yep.
my life?
So
I had to look him up. So his name's Kaido Ishikawa, or Ishikawa Kaido, last
big.
Name first.
Yeah,
in 2014, he got like, they give like awards out. He was Rookie of the Year in 2014. I don't know what for. But here's some of the notable ones he's done before. First, Kageyama. So he's Kageyama's voice actor.
Haikyuu?
Yep, Haikyuu. Genos.
Ah,
Tenya Ida from the engine.
Yeah,
guy
the engine calves.
And then this one, me and Colton went. Oh, it's Henson Leto from Gargantia.
I don't know.
It's
that.
A Netflix one.
Gargantia's Big Planet.
Yeah, the one where they're on the boat. Yeah. Well, the thing is, actually, I've only ever watched that in English, so that one doesn't matter for me. But he's also that guy's voice.
Yeah. What did you think? Did you like it better in the?
I didn't
Japanese?
Finish it. I fell asleep pretty quick because it was just like I was like, oh, I'm about to go to bed, and I watched it. Sunday night, so I was like, we got the pod tomorrow, throw this shit on. I liked it. He sounded cool, but at first I was like, who is this? He's been a main character, and for whatever reason I was like, is that Sasuke? So I googled it, and then I saw all those names, and I was like, dang, this dude's legit. He's 27 years old. He's a couple months older than me.
Holy cow. Yeah. I need to get into voice acting.
He's a baller. Yeah, I've wanted to get into voice acting before too.
That'd be fun. I can do a anime, all you gotta do is make everything you say sound way more serious.
There's a couple YouTubers I watch. So, Leonhart, he's a voice actor, and the guy who does Shallot on Dragon Ball Legends, he's also a YouTuber.
So I always talk about Ray Chase because he's one of my favorite voice actors. He was in Noctis in Final Fantasy 15. He's been in tons
of the Bleach guy?
No, that's John Young Bosch, and he's a fucking baller. He was the Black Power Ranger
when
he got into voice acting. Yeah. But Ray Chase, his first voice, there's an app called Voice 123. And they just put roles on there, and you record your voice. So we have mics. We could do it. And the first one he got was some Russian mobile parachuting game or something. And that was his first voice acting gig.
on that app.
Yeah, so he like recorded it. I don't know what it was, but he recorded for it, and then they picked him, and he got paid like however much. And that was the first ever voice work he ever did.
I'm about to download that stuff right now.
Just start sending out videos. You have to do it.
Well, you have to send video clips in. You have to pay like a monthly membership fee, but it could like get your name out there. I don't know. It's cool because then he made it big because Final Fantasy 15 was his first like I made
Dang.
It. Yeah, and he was a relative unknown, which helped because they're looking for that for their main character. Which Robbie Daymond, who we talked about last week, Prompto's voice, he auditioned for Noctis 2, but he ended up getting the Prompto one.
That'd be tough to pick a voice actor for, like if I created a character, it'd be tough to find the voice you want for like your creation.
I know. I always liked Bryce Papenbrook. He does Kirito's voice in English. I always thought he has a good voice actor.
He does Meliodas. He does a lot of people.
Yeah, all the. That's why I worry about Robbie Daymond too, because he's got so many huge roles. It's like, are they not going to want you because you're so famous now?
Yeah, I can always tell. Whenever, what's that guy's name that plays Meliodas?
Bryce Papenbrook.
I can always spot him.
And then I can always spot Yuri Lowenthal too, who voiced Sasuke in the English dub.
Yeah, you guys know a lot of the English actors. I watched most of my anime in subbed, so I don't know all the names like you guys do.
I play like a game because I know that they recycle voice actors. Yeah. Like as soon as I start a new one, I'm like, I try to pick it out. That's Edward Elric's voice or something.
Do you know who does the English voice acting for Raftalia?
I've heard her. She's a... I know the Japanese. Never mind.
No.
Dang it.
I didn't look up who it is, but it's the same voice actor who is the English voice actor for Asuna from SAO.
Oh, yeah. She
the exact
everything.
Same one.
Yeah, I can't... I don't know. I was... Yeah. A lot of times for the girls, it's hard for me to tell exactly who it is.
I'm not at the level where I can like recognize Japanese voice actors yet.
I'm getting there. Like I can tell.
Well, that's how I did with Naofumi. Like immediately I knew. I was like, okay, I've heard this guy in more than one anime right off the gates.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
I think one of the ones that always gets me is I don't even know if this is true, but I'm pretty sure the voice of Luffy is also the voice of Krillin in Japanese.
Goku! Goku!
that English voice actor is listening to our podcast and he's like, fuck you guys. that's how they wanted me to sound.
That's when ever Frieza killed him.
I've done a couple of dubs for our Instagram and my wife. Yeah. She rolls when she listens to it. And I'm like, babe, if you watched anime with me, you would realize that this is how English voice actors sound. You just have to make everything sound more intense than it actually
is. I love English. I love voice acting in general, even when it's like...
It's an art.
For an animated movie, like, I love seeing who the voice actors are, like, and critiquing their role. Like, it's acting to me.
I love whenever you get the play-by-play of the voice actor doing it and the animation talking. So you get to see like what they're doing behind the scenes.
I've watched some behind the scenes stuff for My Hero English dub recordings, and it's pretty unique. It's for not like you think they literally just go in a booth by themselves, for English, and they'll do the role, and they'll be like, "Well, you need to sound a little more like you need to sound like you're prying a little more because they have just like one person."
Yeah, because they have directors.
Yeah, and they just kind of tell them because it's not like you think you're not just in a room with the cast like rattling off.
Yeah,
you're just
doing it.
You got to bring your own energy, and you don't always get to see the scene. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, most of the time the actors aren't even together. They get the voice audio at different times.
Yeah. I got hella respect for it, and you know they do in Japan because it's like they go to straight up college for that to become a voice actor.
They become voice actors for quite a bit of different characters.
Yeah, they have to. They like give you a lot of them. I mean, I'm sure to hear you sign with agencies. They get on with the agency and they like give you a little tidbit one off roles, and then like. You'll get your breakout role eventually.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get on S.H.I.E.L.D. here. I just thought that was interesting. As soon as I heard his voice, I was like, dang, this guy's main character extraordinaire.
So, the episode starts, and is this a new opening?
No, it's the same one.
It's the exact same?
Rise. Yeah.
It hit a little harder for me.
Told you when you
listened
to it, you're like, dang.
I knew the song was the same, but like, was the sequence, the animation the exact same?
Yeah.
The thing is, they cut out some of the snippet they used, like the minute-ish second snippet
they used.
At the
beginning where he's standing on the mountain?
Isn't the, I'm talking about on the song, like, it's like a rap song. There's a lot of rap in it. I've listened to it on Apple Music. Reminds me of a K-pop song, because they mix a lot of, like, pop and
It's very good.
Rapping
so
it.
The episode starts off with Naofumi. He's dropping a stick into his shield and he's talking to himself. He says it's been 1 week since the battle in the coal mine.
It's only been a week.
That's what
I
he said.
I don't know if he said it was a month or what.
He said it's been 1 week since the battle in the coal mine.
He had something in his arm right then, didn't he? Was he hurt right then?
No, he was dropping a stick into his shield.
Oh.
Like he, leveling
it
up.
Then it flashed back.
It was
right
a porcupine.
After that. Yeah.
No, it wasn't yet, was it?
Cause, yeah, because he just got attacked by it. That's what.
No, I think he shield prisons the porcupine after he does that.
Yeah, but he got hit. Didn't he have something in his arm, too, that he had to, like,
I didn't
pull out?
That.
That may have been a flashback. At some point, he got hurt by the porcupine.
Yeah, because that's what Raftalia was fighting while he was already attacked because he was caught off guard.
Oh, and then he shield prisoned it, and then she sliced it.
Yeah.
So we get the shield prison for the first time. Pretty fucking cool.
Shield prison comes in
it's all right.
quite a bit.
I mean, think
I like
about,
the I like the airstrike shield better.
He's got some tricks up his sleeve.
He's we level also, 16.
Yeah, he's level 16.
She's
we also
level
learned,
19.
Yeah, she's level 18. Yeah. And
she's been doing some solo leveling. How'd that happen?
She gets more experience because she's doing the bulk of the work.
I didn't know because I thought the first
gets,
time it was even.
But
spread.
He gets the experience too because
he has less.
Pack, yeah,
but
it's like on Pokemon. Your Pokemon at the top of your party that's fighting gets the bulk of the experience, but the rest of the party gets the experience.
I thought
as
they
well.
On the old ones they didn't because
in
have
Game
to,
Boy they don't, but on the new one,
I was about saying
you have to start with your shitty one in and then let them take one hit.
You had to freaking take turns. You ever battled?
They upgraded on the new game on the Switch.
Yeah, you can just have them in your party.
Everybody gets experience.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
But yeah, we learned that Raftalia is now level 18. It's been 1 week, so she literally raised 15 levels, and she's a full-grown woman now.
So yeah, what level did she become a full-grown woman?
I'm pretty sure she is now. Everybody in the dang town
she's basically
is
full-grown from now on.
Yeah.
I know, but like, what level did that happen at? Why are they just going to brush over that?
I think that they explain it later.
Yeah, demi-humans, age the way faster. They're, they age faster.
So she's gonna
compared
die
to
sooner.
How they're treated.
How
I think.
How their
nutrition. Yeah.
I think nutrition it's based on their nutrition or something. They explain it in a later episode, I believe.
Well, he
so
kind of,
like,
what's his name? The blacksmith kind of explained it.
No, he didn't. Are they like, I was
someone
gonna ask
he did
about
in this
that.
Past episode.
Are they like promiscuous? Because the blacksmith.
She caught him, like, she's like, don't you know demi-humans? And she basically cut him off. And
that's
said,
what I'm saying. He said, don't you know about demi-humans? Because everybody's being nice to her. Like, that's what I thought. Like,
oh, I
people
don't know.
Were trying to get lucky with her or something because everybody thought she was cute too.
I don't think that's what it is. I think that people are just saying that they, because the world, this world that they're in, demi humans are slaves typically.
Yeah,
they're not treated very well.
Yeah,
but everybody likes Raftalia because she's cute.
Yeah.
The opening. So in the opening scene, back to this, I have a note. So have you noticed in almost every anime that we watch, there's a city. And they always look the same. So in Black Clover, Clover Kingdom, it's like a city
a
that's
circle.
Built like a on a mound.
Like a circle. Yeah.
This city in Shield Hero, same thing. And Paradise in Attack on Titan.
Well, what Paradise is just some walls.
No, but it's like walls and then walls and then walls.
Yeah, but
on
then
a
they have like little walls on each side. Like.
Yeah, because Aaron lived in one of those little
Yeah, he
circles.
Lived in the little section where
well,
it's like.
Yeah, but like it's still like if you back up, it's like a mountain, like a castle. Like what is the deal with everybody doing that?
It says something thought that like that where all cool. every castle town is like this base the same.
Yeah.
I've seen a meme about it or something. But yeah.
Lots of people will be using that. So they go to the blacksmith's, time to upgrade some gear.
Yeah, she's older, she's feisty.
She's cute, she sticks up for herself.
Yeah.
Everybody likes her, and Naofumi's like, what the heck?
He still tries to buy her the kids' meal. She said, nah.
You can eat the cheapest meal.
So he wanted to buy Raftalia new gear at the blacksmith, but she refused and said, you need to start protecting yourself.
Yeah, but he gave her that sword, though, for cheap.
Well, she got it at a discount because the blacksmith likes her.
She got his stuff for cheap, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What did she say? So, we have only 118 silver?
That's the most they would spend or something, but they have more, probably.
So he threw together some stuff that he just had laying around the shop. And he calls it barbarian
custom,
armor.
Yeah, he custom made that
custom
shit.
Made.
The blacksmith tells him he looks like a real bandit now.
It wasn't that cool. I mean, I thought he looked fine with just the green cape. It really just was like a chest piece and some knee pads.
I think he looks better. I mean, more defining.
I don't like how the quads look bowed out.
Yeah.
It's not a great design for me. I like that it falls into his character. Like, he's not supposed to look cool. He's the villainous shield hero.
Yeah. I think it looks better than his plain old outfit underneath the green cape, for sure. But.
So, this also, whenever he gets the new armor, the blacksmith, Naofumi is like, talking. He's like, man, I wish we knew when the wave was going to hit. And the blacksmith is like, did no one tell you? There's a dragon hourglass at the church that will literally tell you the exact time that the wave is going to hit. And just another testament to how nobody gives a crap about Naofumi. Like, they don't, nobody tells him anything. That's real shitty. He didn't even know.
Yeah.
So they go to the church to check out this dragon hourglass. And, they run into the spear hero. Is his name Motoyasu or Moroyasu?
I don't know their names. I've only seen them for the first episode.
He's the spear hero?
The spear hero. Long,
I think it's
dude.
Motoyasu.
I think it's Motoyasu.
The lancer hero? The
lancer. Spear.
No, I'm just kidding. That's from Fate.
The other heroes are there as well. And dude, the sword hero looks like Kirito. It looks just like him.
I like how they were just down talking, like, stay out of our way. It's like, dude, you're... Yeah, fucking 17. Get the hell out of here.
I would too if I had the sword and a rapist was there.
Well, you don't know that. They're just assuming already. They don't know anything.
I know, but I mean, to them, they think they don't have no reason not to. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, they're just acting all high and mighty to me.
I don't know.
I mean, he's got a shield for Pete's sake.
Hands down, the biggest chump is the bow. Like, you look at the Motoyasu, the spear hero, the sword hero, and then Naofumi, and then you look at the bow hero, and he looks like a prince that grew up and
been doing this
never
for
had to day. Fight a day in his life.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the perfectly coiffed hair. So Motoyasu makes a move on Raftalia.
Yeah, it's goes Motoyasu. Up. That's how you say it.
He holds her hands. Naofumi does not like this. And he ends up getting in Motoyasu's face. And this was the first time I realized, like, oh, Motoyasu's a little bit taller than Naofumi. He's just a hair taller.
He's the oldest, though, too.
Yeah,
he is. But still. They mention, so Raftalia catches wind that there's a rumor. Because they say, have you not heard about him? And Naofumi doesn't say anything because he doesn't believe any. She's going to believe him anyways because nobody believes him.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
She should have told him. I saw some fucking spoilers in a literal picture that I'm ducked about. Not really ducked about, but just some more future accusations that are going to be placed upon him, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it gets much worse for our boy.
Yeah.
Yep, the sword and the bow, they're dicks. They're like, stay out of our way. I'll see you on the battlefield. It's just like, why? Just don't say anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. They really want us to hate every hero besides Naofumi.
I don't hate him. I just hate the spear guy. And then the other ones I could care less. Like, yeah, am I rooting for them to get killed? Yes. But
so, okay. What
I know it's not going to happen anytime soon.
So if they die... What was the conditions, like, if they die?
They can't summon another.
They can't all go home until all four die? Or they until all four clear the waves?
I think they can't summon more heroes till they all four die.
But do they die in real life if they die in this world?
I think they go back to their world. But I don't know if they ever cleared that. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Gee, I don't know.
Yeah.
So they go back to the tavern, and Raftalia is wanting to ask about the rumors. Naofumi's not budging. Rightfully so.
I would have told her. I think he should have told her and been like, look, that Thotiana that was with Moyasu
Malty
was freaking a liar. Got all my gold. Yeah. That's why I had to get you. But have I treated you wrong? So yeah, you're going to hear these things.
But keep in mind, he's also only known her like 8 days.
I'd still tell her, because then I have to go through the inevitable love for where she finds out, and she's like, can't be true. Like, I don't want to hear that. I've seen that shit before, like, yeah. I don't need to see that episode again.
So when she asks him, he says to himself, it's useless. Even when I tell the truth, nobody believes me anyway. And then we go, next morning, they're outside, and I had a note here, the B-roll music? Shit, that's peaceful. You remember? It's like some... and violins or something. The only other show that I remember had great, like, just like background music was Naruto. Naruto had some great.
That's because there's so many episodes. You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice but to know when to feel sad or happy.
Man, Naruto inspired.
Not that one.
That one's. I mean, you hear them so much, you know exactly what the scene's setting up for.
Or you got like the guy. What is it like? Yeah, the whistling song. And Naruto.
Sadness and Sorrow is the one, the big sad one that
Yeah.
You hear the banjo and the whistle. Ding, ding,
ding. Yeah.
I forgot how it goes, but yeah.
That's Sadness and Sorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have tons of different versions. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, Raftalia, she has this long speech thanking Naofumi for taking care of her, teaching her how to fight, teaching her how to live, giving her warm meals. She swears to be his shield forever and to go with him wherever he goes. Really touching moment, and Naofumi turns, and all he says is, "Oh yeah?" That's literally it.
I don't know if I remember that part.
He's still cold
right
as hell.
Right before the wave started.
Yeah. Yeah, right before the wave. And so right after that, the clock starts ticking, and we get a look of all of the shield heroes. The bow hero's smiling. He's waving, walking down some steps. The sword hero looks serious. And then the spear hero is literally celebrating with five women.
Malty. Yeah.
His party is all women.
Yeah.
He's partying. So then we get a shot of the last grain of sand falling. We get a gong sound and the sky turns red. Very Blood Moon.
Yeah.
Sword Art Online.
They're all transported to the...
Yep, they teleport. Which is kind of cool. Everybody in your party just teleports to wherever
the
wave is.
Yeah, to the battlefield.
Yeah.
So all of the other heroes are running toward, I guess, the
like
bulk
the
of the
area.
Wave.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you could say the boss of the waves.
Yeah. And Raftalia points out that the city of Loot had some monsters running rampant, and so they decide to go help Loot. So the monsters are dropping from the sky, and my first thought is like, damn, these freaking skeletons are falling from like 10,000 feet and just landing, and everything's intact.
Yeah.
What the
it's
hell?
It's the wave. It's the power of the wave.
They're just literally falling from the sky and like getting up. They're fine. They're like skeletons wearing
armor,
samurai armor, and then like some hornets.
Yeah,
very very simple.
The first wave.
Yeah,
until
level
the,
two
until the big
wave
boys
material.
Show up.
Which
makes me think, how'd they survive that first wave without them? Because I feel like they did. Well, we don't really know what happened on the other battlefield.
They,
but
they
I feel
said
like,
the waves get harder as they.
Yeah,
come,
I know,
so.
But still, it's just like.
I mean,
damn.
The villagers put up a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They were putting in work.
Did you notice that literally every villager had a pitchfork, and then only one villager had a hoe?
I thought someone had a sword. I thought one of them had a sword.
No, that was a knight. All of the villagers had pitchforks. Like,
that's what they have. It's practical.
Here's my thing, though. You know you live in a world where waves are coming. You had a wave a month
ago.
They
didn't know it was going to come there, though, I don't think.
I don't know. That don't make no sense. Get yourself a blade, man. You're a farmer.
They don't have the right to bear arms in this world.
Something.
Pitchforks.
So Naofumi kind of, he lures them up a tower, burns the thing down, and we get to see some of his new moves. So he's got airstrike shield, shield prison, and rope shield. And just those three alone.
I mean, those are all ones we've seen. We just get to see how
he
utilized them.
Well, we never saw shield prison till this episode.
Yeah, he used it when they killed the porcupine.
Yeah, but that was
new
this episode.
That was the first time
we
saw it. Yeah.
I know. But I'm saying, like, he didn't use any new abilities in the wave, per se.
So, we finally start to get some redemption this episode. All the villagers decide to stay and fight with Naofumi after seeing him risk his life to fight with them and save their town. And Naofumi's like, good choice. It's nice. Finally, some people are realizing, like, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Then a giant zombie arrives, like a freaking massive one. And one of the villagers stabs it in the arm. And he's, did you watch it in English?
Yeah, I watched it in English the time I actually made it all the way through.
So this guy, he says it like, die, monster!
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Like, I didn't notice that.
Who the hell is out here letting this guy fight these monsters?
Probably one of the producer's kids.
Holy cow. He sounded like the freaking weird dude from the Goonies. The like baby
Sloth?
Roots. Yeah, Sloth. He literally, go back and watch it. He's like, die, monster! Stabs it in the arm with a pitchfork. And, this is around the time Raftalia shows up, and she makes very short work of this big zombie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Instantly slices him in two.
And you could see, like, Naofumi's, I guess, his struggle to even want to save the village at first. Just because, why should I save these people? Everybody in this place has been...
He doesn't want to,
but
his
poorly,
nature keeps
but,
making
yeah,
him.
His unselfishness.
I would have just been doing me at this point. I would have done the wave just to get some leveling. Yeah,
I mean, but, they are. So after Raftalia...
You get cut up, you get cut up, you know?
So after Raftalia kills
so
that...
So you're saying you'd be doing what the other heroes were doing? Not even
No, I mean, I'd maybe go into the town. I'd maybe go away from the wave since I'm weaker than them, but I would just get some levels too.
I'm sure he's still leveled up.
He did. They leveled up big time at the end, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. She kills that big
zombie. She raised the level I saw for sure during the wave.
She's level 21 now, and he's 19.
Yeah.
So just from killing that big zombie, she gained 528 XP, and he gained 416. So they're leveling up pretty dang fast. Like, that was one day. She went from 18 to 21.
Yeah, but they're in that range, too, where you can level faster.
Yeah.
Once you have to start getting 3,000 XP.
I mean, you just fight bigger monsters.
Yeah.
So after she kills that, fireballs start raining down, and I forgot why. I'm like, why the hell are these fireballs coming from?
It's because the people, you know why.
The knights.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The freaking knights were like, we got them all. Good job, boys.
We got them all in one fell swoop.
So Raftalia gets in their face, and it's basically like, did you know we were here? What the hell are you doing? And the commander of these knights is a dick because Naofumi ends up saving his life to buy them time to get information.
Oh, yeah, I would have let that dude get crushed.
Yeah, and then he's just like, let the shield hero handle it. We're going to the front lines. But luckily, one of the knights has some freaking sense to him, and he's like, no, get information.
Got information. Yeah.
So they end up helping him. So another little bit of redemption for Naofumi. He's got the people of Lute kind of on his side and acknowledging him, and now these knights are realizing
they helped
him
out, but they weren't thanking him afterwards. They're still kind of like bastards.
They gave him the head nod.
No, he gave him the look of like, nah, I don't fuck with you still, but
he fought with him.
Yeah,
so that says something.
Yeah, they respect him.
Yeah,
at least
I just can't. You already told me like episode one things get worse for him, so I the whole time I was just thinking some villagers are going to die and they're going to blame him.
Yeah. Just
something's going to happen and there is going to end up being a mistake trying to save him.
Yeah. So then we get a scene of the other heroes. I think this is the first time we see them in action.
They all just do one really cool move.
So
they're fighting a chimera, which is probably the boss of the.
Yeah. It was like, I wrote down, it's a lion's body with a dragon head, a lion head and a ram head. And the tail was a cobra.
Yeah. There's a name for it. I think a chimera. I think it is a chimera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chimera.
So the bow hero's move, his was wind arrow. And then the sword was crimson blade. And then lightning spear. Matsuyasu was lightning spear.
He uses lightning spear a lot throughout the series.
So they all have elements of weather except for the crimson blade, which I guess could be fire.
Yeah. That's what I would assume.
Pretty good moves. They kill it.
They couldn't do Lightning Blade. That shit's copyright.
From Naruto.
Yeah.
So this chimera that they kill, that had to be the boss because after they kill him,
the wave kind of
ends.
Yeah.
But one thing to note is even when the wave ends, the monsters that landed, they get to stay, I guess. Because Raftalia comes back. She's like, I think I killed all of them. And he's like, good. And she's like, but it doesn't feel like we won. Or like,
well, she asked, did we win, though?
Did we win, though? Yeah.
I mean, technically, the village didn't get burned that bad. They just lost that. I mean, there's some damage for sure, but...
Yeah, she says, one thing is for sure, at least, we did save some kids from having to go through what I did.
Yeah.
So, that's weird that there's just monsters after a wave. If you're a monster, you could just decide, like, I'm peacing out. I'm going to, like, just live here.
They got murtaugh'd
into society.
I feel like they don't. I don't think they run away. I think they're more like zombified. Like, I don't think that the waves like would be like, shit, I guess my crew's dead. I'm gonna go roam and just, you know, build a life for myself. I think they'll just try to kill the nearest person.
Yeah.
Did you see when at the beginning of the episode, Naofumi brings up the word lolicon?
Lolicon.
Yeah, it's a meme for guys liking younger girls. They were all hitting on Raftalia.
Oh,
that guy and the blacksmith, that's what lolicon means. Like, this is like a lolicon, which means it's a romance for young girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lolicon.
Yeah, it means a sexual attraction to younger girls.
That sounds like a
Japanese word.
What do we call
it?
Japanese thing.
What do we call those here in America?
Perverts.
No, predators?
Predators.
Sex offenders?
Sex.
Well, you could be a sex offender just by
lolicon does not sound condemning enough for what it is.
That's the thing they do for manga. It's a lolicon. Some person
like, sounds like a freaking.
You'll see those
sounds like a convention.
Yeah,
yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Comic Con.
Yeah, you'll see them a lot. You can be a sex offender just by peeing in public.
Yeah,
park.
That's how a lot of people. That's how a lot of people
park
get
outside
registered.
Of a bar. There were no kids. So the end song comes on. Episode's over. What do you guys think of the end song?
I can't remember it, but I listened to it and I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You remember it?
Since I can't watch the next episode, I always watch the ending.
I think it's beautiful.
I've heard the opening more because I played
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I listen to the beginning more than I do the end.
The end songs I always like more because they're like slow and peaceful. And this song at the end reminds me of a song that you would pick for like your first dance at your wedding. Like it had the same vibes to it.
I don't know about that.
No, go back and listen to it. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I just don't know if anybody would actually do that.
Oh, I bet you there are people doing it. What did you rank this episode, Brennan, in the three that we've watched so far?
It's definitely the second best. I mean, I think the first one has it narrowed out just because it's longer.
It's long, yeah.
You get more. And I can only watch one episode, so it's like watching Attack on Titan. It's fucking over as soon as you start it.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Definitely second best. First one sets it up so well.
Not to say anything's wrong with the second episode. It's just pretty standard.
It's just, yeah. Progression.
It stinks that you noticed in the opening that Raftalia ages, because when I watched it for the first time, I didn't pick up on that.
Well, even not from you.
And that was a huge
shock
to me.
He didn't even notice that she's looked older. He's like, huh?
Yeah, I should have took notes. I watched
like,
the opening.
Think?
I got
well,
tons
of... you spend
of...
time with somebody, you don't notice them growing.
Exactly. And he still thinks
shoot,
of
you would
a
in a week. Shit, if your daughter grew to age 7 in a week, you'd notice.
Because I think even throughout the series, which you haven't seen yet, Brennan, but I think she still gets older and, yeah, it feels like she still gets bigger still.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't remember, but...
They said it's full of... It's an adult Raftalia now.
So we're 3 weeks in of our 25-week journey.
Shit.
And next week is episode 4, Lullaby at Dawn.
Get to meet Philo? Is that it?
I don't remember her name.
It's Philo, but I don't know if that's the episode she comes in at.
Yeah, I don't either. What did you... You said you had thoughts on the other podcast about Genos.
No, no, it's just because like we talked about Genos and then just the voice actor. It's the same as Naofumi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's his.
I did not prepare a celebrity fight for this episode. So.
Let's see. Trying to think.
Do we want to go strong characters? Or?
I got one. It's female version.
All right.
Raftalia versus Hinata.
Ooh.
Hinata's going to... Oh,
no,
that's,
not
That's
adult,
a horrible matchup.
Not adult.
Kitty.
She's gotta be getting Naruto first one.
That's fine. She held her own against Neji.
Did she though? Did she get?
She did all right. I mean, he fucked her up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have. You know, I said it, but I'm gonna have to go with Hinata.
Oh yeah, Hinata.
The Byakugan.
Sure.
She's gonna be seeing that.
She's gonna hit those pressure points.
Level
on
19 in slow motion.
Yeah, she's gonna hit those pressure points on Raftalia and set her down straight.
You know what I'm saying? The gentle fist is
64
is pretty
palm.
Legit.
Yeah,
she can't do. She could do air palm and
the
twin line fist was her.
Only
one she
Neji could do 64 palm rotation.
I feel she, like
he
Neji,
did 128 by the end. I'm
right,
pretty sure.
Yeah.
They set him up to be like a really like he was going to be a huge powerful ninja because of his bloodline.
Oh yeah, we got ripped off.
He was super big letdown.
Neji? We should have got young Sasuke versus Neji. It was the fight we never got that we.
Well,
needed.
They built him up because by the time he was already a Jonin. But Naruto came back.
Yeah, I know.
We just never saw him. But he had the skill level for sure.
And then that one guy that he fought figured out that he had a weak spot in his like 180 degree.
He's got
rotation.
Like one little blind
spot,
but blind he knows spot. It better than him. The dude with the bow and arrow.
It's like your blind spot is usually your strongest point.
Yeah. Also,
that was probably the best series in Naruto is when all the boys are going after Sasuke.
I fucking hate. I skipped those fights.
That's
now.
The best ones.
I thought that those were good.
I watched them the first couple times, but I think even when Darby watched them, we just skipped ahead to when he caught Sasuke.
Those are the best ones, I think.
I think the Akatsuki, like when they fight Hidan.
Hidan's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
nice
one of the best ones.
Shikamaru trick his ass.
That whole thing, even Kakashi fighting both of them at the same time when he caught Kakuzu
and
them. And then Naruto shows up to finish it off with the Rasen for the first time.
Yeah. Pain's probably the best villain in Naruto of all time.
The Pain arc was just really good.
Yeah.
But I still think Madara was the best villain and should have been the last one.
Yeah, not what's her name.
Yeah, that was just like the classic turn. The manipulator was getting manipulated by the manipulator.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish that we were watching more than one episode of Shield Hero Time, but it'll be worth it when we get to season 2.
Yeah, I keep on watching.
And we're experts.
But yeah, we'll be all ready for the season 2.
All right, we ready to wrap this episode up now?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Next week, be sure to watch episode 4. It's called Lullaby at Dawn. And check out our other episode. We're going to be talking about the different anime genres. So if you're like me and you don't have any idea what any of them are, other than shonen, we're going to drop some knowledge, and I'm going to learn some knowledge. But thank you for listening. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Everybody have a great week. Peace out.